From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Three-time world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali, originally known as Cassius Clay, is dead after a 32-year battle with Parkinson's disease. VOA's Carla Babb reports the legendary athlete died late Friday at the age of 74.
In 1964, he shocked overwhelming favorite Sonny Liston to win his first world heavyweight title.
Short choosing right to the jaw, Liston goes down.
Washington Post newspaper sports columnist Mike Wise says the confident boxing great continued to dominate, fighting with both his fists.
These represent dynamite.
And his words.
He was probably the first guy, the first athlete in America to brag about something and back it up. Nobody boasted in those days.
I'm the greatest, and I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too small, I'll knock you out.
Clay had joined the Nation of Islam and changed his name after that fight to one that is revered around the world, Muhammad Ali. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says China could end up in self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization in the South China Sea. He was speaking at a security conference in Singapore. Chinese academic rebutted today that it's the United States, not China, that's escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near China's territories. United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syrian UN Ambassador Bashar Jafri dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. Ministers, including Mr. Kerry, from more than 20 countries, gathered in Paris to welcome France's offer to coordinate and work on the prospect of convening an international conference by the end of the year. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir says the Israeli-Palestinian tensions cannot be ignored.
Ignoring this conflict has potentially grave consequences not only for the region but for the world.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended that Paris meeting. 5 years after war broke out in Sudan's South Kordofan state, the UN Refugee Agency is reporting that thousands of people are continuing to flee the region, with most of them heading for South Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In the lead-up to South Sudan's independence in 2011, conflict erupted between Sudan's government and a rebel movement, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. The UN Refugee Agency reports the problems that were pushing people to flee their homes back then continue to this day. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says so far this year, more than 7,500 refugees have crossed the border to Yida in South Sudan's Unity State.
From the refugees, we're hearing of escalating violence, talk of ground attacks, aerial bombings, the recent arrivals. We're also citing lack of food, no access to schools for their children.
And some people have become trapped and are unable to escape. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Olympics officials say they are hopeful the refugee team will represent displaced people throughout the world. Athletes from the refugee team will march in the ceremonial parade of competitors of more than 200 countries when the games open on August the 5th. The Olympic flag will lead the refugees, and the Olympic anthem will be played in their honor. The International Football Governing Body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence in the Swiss investigation of possible corruption among FIFA officials as well as others.
That's the latest world news from VOA.